Hold on to your butts.
The bigger point.
Why ain't you gonna press the flesh, Pappy? Do a little politicking?
I'll press your flesh, you little some bitch. You don't tell your Pappy how to cut the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yeah. That's a powerful new force.
Mm-hmm. Big L.A., Junior.
You know, what you need is some of that hysterical perspective. You know what I mean?
There ain't no treason about one. I know. I am a boss waning lumberjack, and I ain't never had a job.
All right. So, yeah, Richmond, I like the town. I really do, but every...
Why are you passionate immediately to me like I'm like going to take...
Because you're going to. Boom! Come on, man.
Player.
Come on, player.
I wouldn't have shook it up again. I'd have just done it.
Yeah.
You just made it worse.
Don't be a pussy. Get in there. Get in there. Get in there.
Stupid.
Fuck.
Come on, player.
Woo!
All right. So, Richmond.
Richmond, Virginia.
Now you said that's just not really the South anymore.
It's really not. Okay, and there's some people that will blame the statues, like removing the statues. But I was there for 2 years before when they had the statues, and 3 years after they got rid of them.
It was the same place.
It was the same damn place. And I was like, when they got rid of the statues, I was like, there's no reason to go down Monument Avenue now, but...
Yeah, now it's just Avenue.
Well, they still call it Monument Avenue. They're like, and they always kick around who they want to put on. Like they're going to be like, we're going to build new monuments. And I was like, because like, if you go down Monument Avenue, the whole damn street is set up because there were like there's like roundabouts. They used to be having a roundabout with General Lee on the steed and stuff, you know, like in the middle of the dam, like you literally like we could do
like laps. You gotta drive around it.
You could do laps in a General Lee around General Lee. General
Lee
section. General Lee, you used to could do that. Used to could. But
came no more.
I could not find decent barbecue. Any kind, and I've come around on my barbecue thing. I started to respect all barbecue, even Kansas City barbecue. I respect.
No, sir. No, absolutely.
I got my favorites. Look, I got my favorites, which is Eastern North Carolina and South Carolina barbecue. Those are my favorites.
Let me ask you this question. Is Texas barbecue barbecue?
It is Texas barbecue.
Is it barbecue?
I wouldn't say so.
No, it's not. Neither is damn KC barbecue.
But it has its place, and I will respect. I will.
Its place is at the end of the line by itself. You know, sitting at the nerd table at lunch, like
when you have like,
I'll be honest with you, I ain't never tried it.
It ain't bad. It ain't terrible. Man,
I guess I shouldn't.
He's like, I shouldn't.
It goes in order: Eastern North Carolina barbecue, South Carolina barbecue, Western North Carolina barbecue, Nashville barbecue, KC barbecue. And then Texas makes steaks that are dry.
I'm really surprised you didn't put Memphis in that list.
Memphis, you know what? I will put Memphis, I'll slide them in above Nashville. Memphis should be on that list.
Yeah.
Memphis, how y'all get to go try all these barbecues and tell me I can't try them? And if I do, they ain't no good.
So do what you want to do. Go have that. I tried Alabama white sauce. It was weird, but.
That one, again, doesn't count.
It don't count.
That's a gravy.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird.
It's weird.
But. When you have that dirty dishwater Virginia barbecue, it literally dirt like it tastes like you ever like accidentally like get some dirty dishwater in your mouth and you're like, yeah. It tastes like
rarely.
When you, like what's that happen? Like
you
once,
doing the dishes? Yeah. Your wife is like, liberal, like you said.
Yeah.
She says it hurts her back. Anyway.
Yeah, baby.
But
here's my Richmond. You're absolutely right. That place. You're wrong about the barbecue. It sucks so bad.
Yeah, but when I say once you try, if you try that barbecue, if you try that barbecue, it will make you respect barbecue, other barbecues that you never thought.
Oh, that's what you say. Like, yeah. It was so bad that you'll allow those other lesser barbecues to
count. Will allow Texas to seat at the table long as we kick Virginia out. You know what I'm saying?
That's not how statistics works, man. You got to throw the outliers out right off. Like, good God, that's terrible.
But it was like places like it was like you look at them, 5 stars in Virginia. This is the best barbecue I've ever had. And you look at where that person's from, it's like, of course it's the best fucking barbecue you've ever had because you're from fucking New York. What do you know?
Canada.
I got a buddy who makes barbecue in New York. He's going to watch this. It's pretty good, Bubba. I like it.
When I say New York, I mean NYC.
You know, if Charlie really respected you, Yankee Barbecue Man, he would tell you the truth. Your barbecue sucks. It is no good, but he likes you as a person and doesn't want to hurt your feelings. You know. A real friend will tell you the ugly truth instead of a beautiful lie.
That's why I brought Wes on to say everything that I want to say.
I'll tell you, my Richmond, I've been to Richmond one time, okay, one time in my whole life. And in the first 2 hours of being in that place, I got thrown out of a bar. Now, let me tell you the story of how all this went down.
Right? Matter of fact, my mother-in-law just got thrown out of a barbecue joint two nights ago in a bar fight. Speaking of barbecue.
Go ahead. She's wondering how Southern he is.
Yeah. A bar fight at a barbecue joint.
Yeah. Rough. Rough as a cob, them people. Yeah. Look, I used to be in this club, social club. It was called the Hillbilly Beardsman. And we went around to all of these bearded man beauty pageants for charity, right? Like we'd raise money we did one in Hickory for Camp Dogwood for the Blind, raised several $1,000s for them. But you would go, and what it was an excuse to drink. You know, I don't drink no more, but I used to drink a whole lot back then. So we go to one of these in Richmond, and they have the meet and greet at this place that I wouldn't even consider a bar. Like, if you don't have to carry a weapon in, or they're at least not checking you for a weapon when you come in, it's not a bar, right? Like,
that's a pub.
It's a sports place.
It's a restaurant. You know, and what was worse about it, they didn't even have sports on the TVs or nothing. Like, it was, like, really clean and almost like a restaurant type vibe to it.
On to the next. Let's
go. So we go in, me and the guys I'm with, and I want a beer, right? Like, we've been in the car for 6 or 7 hours. I want a beer.
Mm-hmm. You probably done had a few.
I want a damn nut.
I want another one.
Right. So I go up to the counter, like, hey, man, let me get a beer. And he said, all right, well, here's our menu. Menu? Give me a fucking beer. You know, like, that's
what you
not
got?
All.
What you got?
You know, you've either got Miller Lite, Bud Light, Coors Light, or PBR. Like, give me a beer, pick one, give it to me. I don't give a shit.
Something domestic.
He said, yeah, you know, I like my beer like I like my abuse, right? Domestic.
Yeah.
But, I tell this asshole to give me a beer, and he gives me a menu. And it's like a really fancy laminated menu, and it's got wheatgrass ales and lemongrass cider and, like, bullshit vegan, let's grind up something you find in the yard and try to make a beer out of it and charge you $15.
You were in a male beauty pageant, by the way, just saying.
I mean,
I'll show you some pictures of this. It was more like a who could get drunk the fastest on stage competition.
It's a beauty pageant, but
I'm beautiful. I'm good looking.
I know you are. I like it.
So I said, I don't want none of that horse shit. I'll figure it out. Right. And the guy's like, okay, that's fine. I'm like, cool. You said it's fine. I said, I'd figure it out. I guess they didn't understand Southern speech, because what I mean by I'll figure it out is I'm going to get a damn beer and I'll be back. So I went to the car and got the cooler, and I bring the cooler in the bar.
Oh, no.
And me and the homeboys, you know, here comes the damn PBR rounds. We're sitting here drinking PBR in this club, and the security guard, who's about 5'7", might have been 115-pound little feller with glasses on. I mean, just a little bitty feller. Comes over, his polo shirt. Hey, guys, you can't do that in here. And I'm like, bullshit. That guy said it was all right. You know, here they are. And he said, well, y'all got to go. I said, why? We just got here. Like, what's the big deal? You want some money or something? Like, we'll buy that shit and pour it out and drink this, whatever. No, y'all got to leave. Can't do that in here. He said, I'm called the law. I said, you're going to call the law. you told me that I could take care of it. You said, all right. You know, he calls the damn police on me, and I get escorted out of the bar by law enforcement. We've been in Richmond for 2.5 hours.
Oh, shit.
2.5 hours.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, man, this place sucks. Where can you get, you know, a real place to go have a good time around here? We drove around and went to every damn bar that we could find.
Wait a minute.
They were all like that.
Weren't you there for a charity event or something?
Yeah.
At that bar?
That was the meet and greet for the charity.
Oh, okay.
The charity event was at some kind of comedy club thing. You could actually get a real beer there and get in trouble. Or not get in trouble. You get away with having a good time. But that whole thing was just a shit show nightmare. And I couldn't get sweet tea anywhere.
You can't find it.
Couldn't get a damn gravy biscuit to save your life. Mm-mm. And I said, fuck this. I will never come back here.
You should. Did you order hash browns anytime you was there?
Oh, hell no. I'd been warned.
Yeah, they're chunked up potatoes.
Yeah, it's like home fries.
Well, we would call home fries. They're like, here's your hash browns. You get a hot dog. You get your hot dog.
Slaw, chili, onion, mustard.
All right, so chili, right?
Yeah.
I went to a place and I saw they said we have hot dogs Carolina style. Dick got hard. I was ready. You know
them four things is Carolina style.
Yeah. So I take a big old bite of this hot dog. It said chili, mustard, slaw, onions, and I'm looking at the hot dog. After I was like, I'm looking at it. They put motherfucking beans in the chili.
Beans on the hot dog chili.
Beans on hot dog chili.
There ain't no saving them.
I mean, look.
You have to nuke the site from orbit.
I know, man. Just to be sure. And when I mentioned that, like, I made like one friend, and he's a solid dude. His name is Ethan. Follow him on Instagram, Not So Crispy. He's a stunt rider, and he's really cool.
Kind of stunts?
Oh, he does like motorcycle stunts.
Really?
Yeah, like dragging wheelies like 10 miles down the road, like doing Indian Larry shit. Like he's really good. Follow him. Not So Crispy.
How long has he been alive?
He is. I think he's 26 years old now. He's young. He ain't got much to live for. He's got a girlfriend and a mama. So he ain't got much to live for. But I pointed that out to him. I was like, I got a damn hot dog with chili on it, and there was beans in the chili. And he goes, yeah, beans go in chili. I was like, beans go in like bowl eating chili, but not on the hot dog chili.
It's two
like,
different things.
He wasn't getting that there was two different types of chili. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this place? Who wants some fucking add some ass fuel to your damn?
It's bizarro world.
I know.
I'll be honest with you. I'd like to try that. That sounds kind of good. Little beans and my chili and a hot dog. I mean, sorry. I ain't, you know.
You look like Randy Quaid.
Yeah. Hello, boys. I'm back.
I was expecting you to go, clean it out the shitter.
The shitter's full.
Clean it out the shitter.
No, I'm good.
Nah.
That's awful.
I'll do one if you do one.
I ain't doing no more. I think my brain is fried. Yeah, baby.
Don't do it. Did it.
Oh, that was a good one. Oh, boy.
Oh, the first one that we did was like so bad, bro.
Oh,
like, oh my
They're
God.
They're probably all that bad now. You're just burned.
That one like went right up this nostril and hit me in the back of the head. How does it hit me here and then in the back of the fucking head?
It's like have you ever heard about the mafia using 22 shooting you in the eyeball and scrambling your brain?
Yeah. Is that what they just did?
Yeah.
I got Italians to blame for that?
Yeah.
God almighty. How'd you wake up first
thing? So
did you ever win?
You talked about the mafia.
I ain't talking about the mafia on here.
Don't be a scared.
Why I am. Did you win your beauty pageant or what?
I came in second.
You get your little...
Hey.
I have a trophy and everything. It's in the house.
You didn't get a sash or anything?
No. It was a trophy with bullets on it. I tried to overcompensate for the beauty pageant by making the trophy like real masculine.
Yeah.
If they told me... I still fucking me up. If they told me Virginia is not the South, like you're going to a northern state, I probably wouldn't have had my preconceived notions and shit, and I probably would have liked it a lot better. Because there was some cool shit. There really was cool shit to do and see some cool shit. But I wouldn't be. I wouldn't have been as irritated if they're like, oh, you're still in the South. I was not. No. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have been near as irritated.
Where's your good football team? Like, where is it?
They don't have
Show
it.
Show me. Shut up.
Right. Stupid. I've been knowing that they weren't the freaking South.
Learned that in school.
Yeah, I learned that.
The thing that irritates me is they always try to take the front seat when it comes to the South. They're like, that's one of the things they do. It's like,
you don't speak for us.
That's what I'm
saying.
If
anybody does, it's like South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi.
I would sooner let Louisiana speak for us than Virginia.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to understand
that. I mean, that's why I don't want to speak for us.
Right.
It's like, send them Louisiana people there. Yeah, we can't say now. The old Bible again now. Why is it that? It's like, you have fucking heard him.
Yeah. Tree shaker.
Yeah. Coach Ogeron said so.
Yeah. That guy,
man. Like, I feel like, you know, Alabama, Saban retired. I was very sad. Anybody that knows me knows I'm a big Crimson Tide fan. Saint Saban hangs it up, and we get this kid. I don't know how old this guy is, but he's a kid in my mind, right, to run this team. And I'm like, where was Coach O? We could have had Coach O. You couldn't get Kirby. I would have been fine with Kirby. You could have got Sarkisian. I'd have been okay with him. You know, you could have got Lane Kiffin. I would have been happy with Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's exciting to watch because he's always in some trouble. But Coach O was the only one that was available. You're like, well, you ain't going to hire him because he used his school credit card to buy some hookers? I mean, who hasn't?
I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah, who hasn't? You know?
You going to tell me Deion Sanders ain't doing that where he's coaching?
Jerry Sandusky spent 25 years doing all of that sick shit he did to everybody. And I'm sure there was some hookers bought on them credit cards then, too. And nobody said nothing to him for 25 years. And Coach O is going to get caught. Like, come on, man. That's bullshit.
That's all right. He's going to go to the pros. Watch.
Coach O?
Yeah, watch. He's going to be coaching Baltimore or something in a couple of years.
Oh, that'd be great. Dallas.
Dude, that last one seriously killed me. I think I'm wrong. I think something is wrong with me. We might need to go to
the Get after Coach the Saints, just so the fans can understand
it. Yeah, bye, yeah. No, I ain't been right since on that shit. Dude.
You went right before you got it.
Yeah.
However many, we'll have to go back and check the video. That number there was the line.
Don't
do no more of it. Yeah, it says a few. It doesn't specify. So. Whichever one that one was, stop on the one before that.
I feel like I got a damn rock inside my head. Like back here, dude. Like,
yeah. You want me to call an ambulance?
No, you're fine. Okay. I mean.
Ambulance. Call ambulance.
You need to call ambulance.
We had to meet him halfway.
I said, I don't know what he was doing, but I think it might have been bath salt.
Yeah.
they're going to bring the damn animals to draw.
Fentanyl.
What the hell is that?
Fentanyl?
It's smelling salt. Yeah, but like, what the fuck is smelling salt?
Bath salt with water in it.
That's a damn product of Canada. You can't even buy American.
My bad.
I'm going to die. It's
hey, cool. I did the most American thing I could do.
What's that?
Bought it off TikTok shop.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
We got it back for now.
Why do you think they're trying to ban it?
Man, look, we can't even get into it.
We're not going to get that far.
You know, it's just, it's awful suspicious the things that you can and can't say on it now that it's back.
Yeah.
Awful sus.
Do not use more than a few times a day.
A few would mean like three.
A few, I think, means three.
I'm pretty sure.
I feel like they should put it's more than a few times. More than they should put like a few times.
It's supposed to bring you back from consciousness, unconsciousness. You know?
So it's supposed to bring me to higher consciousness, right?
Right.
I don't think that's what's happening.
Yeah, it ain't.
Yeah.
I
think it's got you to barely consciousness.
I think it feels like this eye is over here somewhere. Like, I know it's here, but it feels like it's over here.
Yeah.
Do another one, Charlie.
Hell no. Hell no. It's West's turn.
No, I'm good with that. I don't need the
I need some of that because I want to go to a motherfucker when he's dead asleep.
Yeah.
Dead asleep. Just like having those beautiful dreams of big titty bitches and like swimming in a sea of beer and just run that underneath his nose to see if he'll how fast
the
he
funniest thing that I saw when I was in New York, I was at the dealership. One of my buddies, he owns a lacrosse team, a semi-pro lacrosse team. And we have.
What is that?
It's
that like the football that the Indians play with their stick?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they throw it like you catch the ball with the stick.
I did a podcast on it. Watch it, fool. Anyways, my other buddy was like, he got some like this, and he goes, "Here, take a little smell of this." And he didn't know what it was, and he fucking hit it, and then he goes, "God damn!" He said, "What the fuck was that?" We go, "Fentanyl," and he goes, "What the fuck is that?" He's freaking out, bro. He's freaking out because he's like that for a good few minutes. He's like, "What the fuck would you get?" He's flipping out. It's hilarious.
I've seen the video where people are walking around with that. And they're like, they're acting like they're.
I feel like if you had that in your pocket, like you wouldn't need to carry Narcan for these dope heads.
Oh, no, dude. Like,
you catch somebody stuck on the side of the road, you know, just check that out.
I want some of that for first thing in the morning when I wake up. I know I won't be dragging ass. I'll wake everybody up in the house. He's going, My wife going, "What the fuck? Go back to bed. Go back to bed.
My eyes over there.
Feels like my eye is over here.
I can see outside."
That don't make sense to y'all, but it makes sense to me. Yeah. It felt like my eye came out of my head. And just
I was on mushrooms one time, and this guy told me, he goes, "When the fire
come hits, buy a car from this dope head."
Yeah. It was medical. Anyways, the guy said, "Well, hey, when the fire hits the door just right, I can see through it."
Oh, what? When the fire hits, I'm sure if fire hits door just right, we can all see through it because it's burnt the fuck down.
I said, "Ha ha ha! What?
What?
Yeah. Anyways,
you all right? You gonna live, man?
I'm fine. I'm fine. That was just fucking. That last one was. That's the limit.
Yeah,
I feel like that's probably like you got Narcan and then that and then like a firm slap across the face on them. Damn, well, I about hit one of them motherfuckers the other day, dope head.
Really?
On my way to work. Yeah, he was like, he was doing that shit. You know how they freeze up. But he was like in the road a little bit, kind of.
Yeah.
And I got them big old long toe mirrors on my Dodge. And, like, I came real close to clipping that guy with my side mirror. And I was like, "Man, that's going to shatter my mirror." And like, fuck the guy. made his choices, dickhead. But I remembered something funny that happened. Years ago, me and Chuck worked together at a place. And we take the box truck. And we're filling the truck up. And there's a guy froze in front of a store like that.
Like, seriously, on the whole?
Froze out, yeah. And we're filling the truck up. He said, "Look, we get the truck full. Go ahead and hop on in there. You gonna drive it?" He said, "Get ready to go." I said, "What you doing?" He said, "Just watch. Get the truck full up. Get in, crank it." And I'm looking in the mirror. And I see him walk over to that dude, and he like sizes him up and slaps the absolute piss hot motherfucker in the boxer truck and all that.
Did he wake up?
His ass down. Yeah, he knocked him the fuck down.
Oh. I remember this fool about got in a gunfight at the gas station.
Man, I was at more than one time, but like, it wasn't my fault. The dude started. He's the one that was being threatening and belligerent. I was just.
All right, tell us the story. I got to hear the story.
I thought that was Bear anyway that was with me.
Now, I wasn't with you. It was Bear told me.
Bear was scared to death. He was scared to death. He's a teddy bear. All of that shit I just told you about COVID, that would have melted the eyeballs out of his head.
I know.
He wouldn't have had nothing to deal with.
Should have had him on.
Yeah, there. He wanted.
He wouldn't have let me talk. He'd have been like, but look. That's fake news.
I can't believe. I can't believe you believe that.
I can't believe you believe that.
Man, who wrote that? You know the part. No, you got to look over here.
Yeah, that came off of the NIH's own website.
I like your hat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tito's.
Yeah.
What about my hat? It's got a gun on it.
It's awesome, really. Mine's got a flag on it.
No, it doesn't.
It's on the side.
Oh, it's on the side. So you're not only that.
Where did you get that metal hat from?
Yeah, you don't know, man.
I do know them people. Where'd you get that from?
See, he knows. I thought you was a metal
guy. He probably knows them too.
Well, let me say that again.
I showed you on the way, remember?
I mean, if it ain't Ryerson, Phoenix, Klockner, or Jemison, I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with them actually.
Kaufman's a distributor. I ain't plugging them on here. They fuck me. I'm an NB handy guy.
Where you get your steel?
Yeah, that's it. Not from them. We did buy a machine from them.
Oh yeah.
And the sales rep, his name was Donnie. I don't know if he still works there or not. Donnie sold us, like, he conned the shit out of me. He sold me this machine. It was like, this is gonna be the best machine you ever had. And I'm like, you know, I'm a salesman. I sell houses. But as a salesman, Charlie, you probably the same way. You tend to want to hear the dude's pitch. Like, just to see what his pitch is, see if you pick up anything. Well, before I know it, this dude done closed me on this machine.
What kind of machine was it?
It's a cheek bender. It was a very simple, standard
piece of press brake?
Yeah, a little smaller.
Okay.
And we get this piece of shit machine. I ain't going to tell you who the manufacturer is because it sucks and somebody else got to figure it out on their own. But he comes back.
Actually, it was European.
He comes back. And he said, how you like that machine? And I'm like, well, here's my 7-item list of grievances I have about it. You know? And the dude's like, I'll see what I can do about that. That was 8 months ago. That son of a bitch ain't come by. He ain't called. He ain't wrote a letter, sent a smoke signal, ain't asked us to order no metal, ain't done shit. Disappeared, vanished, gone. Because, like, he knows he suckered us. You know what I mean?
I load that thing on a damn flatbed, bring it back to his fucking shop. Like, hey.
The hell it was. Get this. The one I wanted was 3 times that price. And couldn't get the chief to go for that. You know, I was like, well, shit, we'll just get this cheap one. So I guess for what it is, it's all right. But I don't like it. I'm picky about that shit.
I always purchase Japanese machinery. Japanese machinery, never European.
What kind of communist are you?
American or Japanese, never European. It's American or Japanese. But mostly
I Japanese. I do like them Toyotas.
I like my damn Toyota too.
I like them Chevys. Know what I mean?
Oh, I get it.
When are you going to do the Fred Caldwell Chevrolet radio commercial instead of that guy that doesn't sound excited to be doing his job? Well, that's not a dig at. He might be the best guy in the world. He might be better at his job than you.
But I haven't heard
the commercial, and he's just very monotone, and he doesn't sound like he wants you to come. Like, he says he wants you to come. The words say, I want you to come see me, but, like, the tone of voice is like, I'd really rather you didn't.
I can do one right now.
Do it right now.
Give us a Fred Caldwell Chevrolet energy.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Beep, 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 beep. Go down to see Carolina Chuck and his big Randy Quaid nose at Carolina Chevrolet Fred Caldwell.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. Hey, guys. Carolina
Chuck. So just like
it's the same. Is that like he's about to give me some NPR shit?
Copy paste.
This is Carolina Chuck. We'd really like for you to come down to Fred Caldwell Chevrolet. We have the best selection of new and used Chevrolet vehicles. That's what you like. You're about to hit me with.
Yeah, we've got.
Hey y'all, this is me faking an accent to get you to come by a car.
That only works up there.
Yeah, right. It only works up there. Get away with that shit here. You start talking like your real self.
Yeah, but it's worse than it was up there. I feel like when I get into my real self, it just don't really understand me as well. You know what I mean?
My wife has said for a long time that he needs like subtitles while he's talking, like she can't understand him.
Bless his heart.
He's like one of them people on Swamp People. And I'm like, honey, you sound just like him.
When I talk to you on the phone, that's the only time I cannot understand you. It's like, if I'm with you in person,
Perfect. If I'm, you're on a video, I understand.
Like we got ourselves a lip reader over here.
Well, we're part when your videos, I stage perfect. When you call me, I'm like, hey, what's up, Chuck? Yeah, man, that's going for us. What y'all doing? I'm like,
no, that's because he's got his phone and shit laying over here, and he's like playing a video game or dicking off doing something else. He just wanted somebody in the background talking so he'd concentrate on what he was doing.
What was that? What was that noise?
I believe that was the end of the battery life on that camera.
All right. I believe it's time for me to fry some chicken, fellas.
Damn, let's do it.
I gotta get home.
Look, you got 2 seconds. It's 30 minutes, just like I said.
Boom!
All right, done.